بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه وبعد. إخوانا, these days of Ramadan, the last 10 days as we've mentioned, the best of Ramadan is now upon us. These last 10 days of Ramadan, أيها الإخوة, are days of ijtihad, days of striving upon the ibadah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, days wherein the Muslim, the believer, he ijtihad, strives to the best of his ability, he rolls his sleeves up, he becomes serious to the best of his ability, strives his utmost during these days, for indeed he knows that these are days that are mubarakah. These are days, ayuha al-ikhwa, within them, yufraku kullu amrin hakeem. There is a day that Allah Azza wa Jal decrees all affairs within that day, in these last 10 days, and that of course, ayuha al-ikhwa, is Laylatul Qadr. Laylatul Qadr, ayyuhu al-ikhwa, that day or that night, that is a night that is greater than 1,000 months. As far as the affair of it being greater than 1,000 months, then that, as Ahlul Ilm have mentioned, is equivalent to somewhere in the region of 83 years of ibadah and 4 months. That then, ayyuhu al-ikhwa, any action that a person performs upon that night, then it is equivalent to him performing that action over 83 years and 4 months. And thus the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he mentioned, man hurima khayraha faqad hurim wa ma hurima khayraha illa al-mahroom. Whoever is prevented from the good of that night, then he truly has been prevented. And that, ikhwan, is because of the great fadl and the virtue that is present within it. And the companions ridwanullahi alayhim, because of the virtue of that night, they used to strive to seek it. And indeed Allah Azza wa Jal, as occurs in some riwayat, Allah Azza wa Jal showed them Laylatul Qadr, which indicates the concern that they had for it. That a number of the companions, Ubay ibn Ka'ab, ibn Abbas and others, they were shown Laylatul Qadr in a dream. And that is, that they saw that Laylatul Qadr will be in the last 7 nights of Ramadan. And they informed the messenger the following day, and he said, "Ara an qad tawata'at." He said, "I saw that your ru'a qad tawata'at, that they have come together and have agreed," indicating then that they were correct in what they saw, that they saw that which was haq and true. For indeed, the messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam affirmed with his affirmation. He affirmed therefore that what they saw, what they desired and what they were looking for, that truly Allah Azza wa Jal had showed them that night in a dream. And the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam, he was shown Laylatul Qadr on a number of occasions. On an occasion, the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he was shown Laylatul Qadr when it would be. But two individuals debated and they were arguing. يعني تلاها فلان وفلان. The Messenger of Allah, he said, "I was shown the night, but due to the debate and the argument of these two individuals, then indeed it was raised from me. And perhaps it would be better for you." يعني perhaps the fact that I do not know now what was shown to me previously, and that it has been raised from me, removed from me, perhaps it is better for you. And that is that you will strive to seek the night out. For the one that is acquainted that it is night such and such, then he becomes heedless with the rest of the nights. While if he believes that it could be any of these nights, that particularly there are certain nights that it is likely to fall upon, but it could be any of these nights. And we mentioned the kalam of Shaykhul Islam Ibn Taymiyyah in the 25th volume of Majmu' al-Fatawa, that it is even possible to fall upon the even nights. Since the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he mentioned that Ramadan, or that our months, as occurs in an authentic hadith, that we are ummatun ummi, or qawmun ummi. Al-layl al-shahru hakadha, wa hakadha, wa hakadha. He said that we are an illiterate people, but the month is like this, and like this, and like this. And he showed 10 fingers 3 times. And then he said, like this, and like this, and like this. And showed 10 fingers twice, and then 9. That it is either 29 or 30 days. With that being the case, Regardless of whether it is a 29 or a 30-day month, every Ramadan has a last 10 days. If it is a 30-day month, it has a last 10 days. If it is a 29-day month, it has a last 10 days. And therefore, what we may perceive to be the last 10 days, of course, the knowledge of the length of that month, that year, we will not know. But what we will perceive to be the last 10 days may have already begun a day earlier. Therefore, as some of the scholars mentioned, since there are some riwayat that mention that you should seek it out, bitis'in baqaya, or the 9 remaining days of Ramadan. Which indicates then that they look at that which is present within that hadith as a countdown, if you like, to Ramadan, or to the last 10 days of Ramadan. And so it is possible then that Laylatul Qadr may possibly fall upon an even night even. That is possible. Though the origin and the asl is that it will fall upon an odd night, and that it is most likely to fall upon the 27th, though it is not always the case. The Messenger Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, as occurs in that hadith in Sahih Muslim, the hadith of Abi Sa'id al-Khudri, that the Messenger Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he made i'tikaf on a year, and he made i'tikaf on 20 days in one particular year, and he was shown Laylatul Qadr that year. And he said that it would be a rainy night, a night that the earth or the sand and the soil beneath us would become muddy. And the companion, Abu Sa'id, he said, and I saw the Messenger, Sabihata Laylata Ihda wa Ishreen. I saw the Messenger on the morning, the Fajr of the night of the 21st night. I saw him rising from sujood, and the mud was flowing or was rolling from down his face. And that was on the 21st night, Abu Sa'id radiallahu anhu, he mentioned. Therefore, ikhwan, it may possibly be upon one of the early nights within the month or within the last 10 days. Therefore, there is striving and ijtihad to be done to catch that night. For it is a night that is azeem. Allah Azza wa Jal mentioned concerning its fadl, Inna anzalnahu fi laylatul qadr, as it relates to the Quran, that it was revealed on laylatul qadr. And Allah Azza wa Jal likewise mentioned that we revealed it upon laylatin mubarakah. Inna kunna mundirin, that we revealed it on a blessed night. That is laylatul qadr, the Quran. From its virtue then, is that it was the night that the Quran was revealed upon. From its virtue is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he decrees affairs upon that night. Fihi yufraku kullu amrin hakim. Upon it, every wise affair is decreed. That therefore is an indication of the fact that on Laylatul Qadr, it is a night wherein the decree likewise is established for the year. A night that is azeem. Indeed, the malaika, all of them, descend on Laylatul Qadr. Hatta Jibreel. Even Jibreel, alayhi salatu wassalam, descends on Laylatul Qadr. A night that is azeem, that the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned that the angels on earth on that night will be more numerous than the stones. A layla that is azeem, ikhwan. From the tasmiyah, or from that which is related to its tasmiyah and its name, Sheikh bin Uthaymeen, he mentions that from the reasons it was referred to as Laylatul Qadr is that it is referred to as Laylatul Qadr min ash-sharaf, from nobility. And that is, if it is said, هذا رجل ذو قدر عظيم, that this is a man that possesses great qadr, يعني, it is a man of great sharaf, of great nobility. Therefore, Laylatul Qadr is referred to as Laylatul Qadr from its reasons, and from the tasmiyah, and its name, is that which returns back to it being a night that is, يعني مشرفة, a night that is noble, a great night. Likewise, that which is related to the affair of the decree, and the fact that Allah Azza wa Jal referred to it as a layla that is mubaraka, a blessed night. It, ayuha al-ikhwa, has certain signs, and those signs are present within the authentic sunnah. From those signs is that Laylatul Qadr is a night, ayuha al-ikhwa, that is not too hot and it is not too cold. It is a night that is mu'tadil, a night that is like the night of Tihama, a nice night. It is a night that likewise has within it sakina, and tuma'nina. It has within it tranquility. It is a tranquil night. The believer senses that. And Ahlul Ilm mentioned that that sakina is present within the night itself. That is, in terms of the wind that is present on that night, the atmosphere that is present upon that night, that it is a tranquil night. Similarly, that the believer himself, he feels tuma'nina. He feels tranquility within himself. He feels tranquility upon that night. Similarly, that it is a layla mudi'a. It is a night that is radiant. That it is a bright night. And many of Ahlul Ilm mention that that is most correctly observed when one is outside of the city. For within the city, one may, because of light pollution and what have you, may not see how radiant the night is. But when one, mathalan, is in the bar, and one is out in the open or in the desert or what have you, then one is able to see how radiant the night is, Laylatul Qadr. It is a night, brothers and sisters, that likewise has signs that follow the night. From the signs that follow the night is that the sun, when it rises without rays. And so it is resemblant to a bronze disc. One is able easily to look upon it and look straight and directly at the sun. And some of Ahlul Ilm mention that that is because of the fact that the numerous angels that are present in the dunya, when they rise at Fajr time, they rise in the morning. With the setting of the sun, they still rise. They are still rising and ascending. And it is the ascent of the angels that causes the rays of the sun to be depleted. And that is one of the statements of some of Ahlul Ilm. That then, Ikhwan, is an indication of the great fadl and virtue of Laylatul Qadr, a night, Ikhwan, that we should not play with. A night that is tremendous. A night that is filled with barakah and khair and rahmah and ni'mah and fadl for the believer. A night that it is imperative, Ikhwan, that we seek it out. And as we mentioned, since it may be an odd or even night, then it is one that we strive. And the Messenger of Allah shadda al-mi'zar, that he tightened his izar. And as we mentioned, that is either metaphorical, as some of Ahlul Ilm mentioned, for him exerting every effort. Or that he actually abandoned his wives during this period because of the virtue that is present within it, Ikhwan. Therefore, ijtahidu. Strive. Seek out the night. Seek it, Ikhwan. Indeed, this ummah, the period that this ummah resides for, the average age of this ummah, is one that is much shorter than previous ummah. We know that Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, he lived for some or for more than 950 years. The earlier ummah, their lifespans were longer. But that which Allah Azza wa Jalla has blessed this ummah with, though our lifespans are shorter, 60 to 70 years, Allah Azza wa Jalla has still given us these mawasim of khair, these mawasim and these periods of barakah, these periods wherein if one catches them, then within that period, that short period, is fadl and khair azim, the equivalent of 83 years for one night. Strive, ayuhal ikhwa, strive to catch that night. Barakallahu feekum. And may Allah Azza wa Jalla make you from among those who are blessed and truly perceive the night and catch it and carry out the best of that which they can do from the acts of ibadah. Hadha wallahu ta'ala a'lam wa sallallahu wa sallam wa barak ala nabina Muhammad wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.